Fête Zoon, the sister restaurant of Bib Gourmand acclaimed Fat Pasha, will close its doors for good by the end of the year. Owner Anthony Rose announced on Instagram that December 22 will be the last time patrons can sample the Mediterranean and Middle Eastern cuisine at Fête Zoon. The restaurant's menu offers falafel and shawarma platters, pita sandwiches and dips like baba ganoush and labna. Dishes like the brisket and chocolate babka also draw from Rose's Jewish heritage. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Fête Zoon, at Fête_Zoon. The restaurant was born out of an earlier Rose project called Bar Begonia, a Parisian-style cocktail bar that closed in 2019. In its place came Fête Zoon. Rose is known for his restaurant reinventions, raising questions about whether a new joint could be on the horizon for Fête Zoon's location near DuPont and Bathurst Streets. Toronto Today reached out to Rose for comment but did not hear back by publication time. The restaurateur waxed poetic about Fête Zoon's upcoming closure in his Instagram post and reflected on the difficulty of keeping up in Toronto's fast-paced dining scene. "I love Fête Zoon. I'm in love with Fête Zoon," Rose wrote. "Everything I do is a part of me, the food and the vibes and the art and just the daily craziness is me and my soul. It's crushing to close things down. It takes a lot to remain relevant," he added. "Food, people, social, money, time, energy, talent, consistency, money. It's hard but it's fun but it's really hard but it's addictive and it's fun but then it's not," Rose said. Fête Zoon was and remains busy, so it appears that dropping sales aren't the reason for the restaurant's closure. He added, rather cryptically, that being busy is not the point, and maybe it never was. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Anthony Rose, at Chef Anthony Rose, Fat Pasha and Schmaltz Appetizing, Rose's other restaurants, don't appear to be going anywhere. Fat Pasha earned the Michelin Guide's Bib Gourmand Award, which recognizes restaurants that serve high-quality meals at reasonable prices, in 2022. At the time, Rose told Maclean's the award helped bump up sales by about 25%, a huge boon for his business considering he shuttered two restaurants that year. Rose and Sons, Big Crow, Grand Elvis and Gordy Smiles are previous Rose endeavors that have closed down.